Deadly Valentine by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. The face might have been sculpted in stone. It wasn't simply from absorption in a delicate, tedious task. Oh, no. It was more than that. Much more. The taut muscles reflected icy determination, ruthless decision, implacable resolve. The gloved hand worked patiently, skillfully, with the cut-out letters, plucking them from their separate piles, applying glue with a toothpick, placing them neatly against the heart, scissored from scarlet construction paper. Finally, it was done. A derisive, merciless smile touched the artist's mouth. 2. Sidney Cahill was determined not to cry. Crying made your eyes red and swollen, and it never helped. Despite her resolution, more hot tears welled. She grabbed a tissue and carefully patted her eyes dry. Swallowing jerkily, she leaned anxiously toward the mirror. Did she look dreadful? Soft black hair framed a face as delicate and translucent as porcelain. When Howard fell in love with her, he had told her she had skin as smooth as a gardenia. Your hair, your eyes. In her memory, his voice was soft, tender, loving. Now he was cold and aloof. Now his eyes didn't follow her when she crossed the room. Now there were no more presents, no more surprises. Now he didn't come to her. Frantically, she reached across her dresser for her jewel case. Opening it, her eyes darted from memento to memento. That jade pin from Carl, the little intaglio ring of onyx from Bruce. She smiled tremulously.